Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is gonna be a blues number. But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're gonna dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blues. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66. Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of unauthorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Whataburgers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddox, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. Watergate. Four more years of that.
Be free. I wish I could Yeah, I wish I knew how to feel to be free. Absolutely. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Ron and Rick Show live on BTR. This is Ron Rick, along with, you know, your beautiful co-host, Antoinette from Delaware. Did I say it right that time, Antoinette? Did I lose sound? Okay. What's wrong with this picture?
I had myself muted.
I
had myself muted.
Hello,
Billy.
Right.
Hello, Sister Argonia. Hello, guests. Hello, Ron. Could you please play "Buy American Pie" for Billy?
I sure can. Let's do it.
Yes.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? My marching tune. We all
song, absolutely. I'm glad I played that for you, Billy. Absolutely. Well, I hope everybody's doing well tonight. I'm doing good. Just getting more pissed off by the more I read, so I'll be honest with you about that. I've been doing some research on a couple topics today. Matter of fact, I had a gentleman call me today about another land grab in Kansas, the state of Kansas, and I discussed that with him earlier. And then I went into looking at this Bundy branch a little bit closer and find out the deal on that. Now, as you've seen, the title of the show was all about the Bundy Ranch standoff. The BLM has backed off a little bit, but to me, them BLM members are more like whitewater missionaries to me. I mean, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but, like I said, this show is all fiction. Don't believe nothing I say and nothing I tell you. Look for yourself. So, I mean, I seen one today on a video. He was talking to a guy across the fence thing, and you know, this guy just didn't look like a cop to me, you know, type mm-hmm. looking, type way they were set up. So, I mean, it could be just the way they were dressed, make it look that way. But, you know, we have heard of that group over there in Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia and wherever else. So, you know, that was kind of what I looked at. It was kind of a shocking point that. But, you know, the thing of it is that really bothered me and made me bring up this subject was the fact this family has been there way before. And they never asked
for 100 years.
Right, 100 years. And so they never asked for a penny until about, what, 1954? And then they started paying just to be, you know, hey, okay, all right, that's what I got to do, that's what I got to do. And never to cause any trouble, okay? And, of course, the value escalated, on and on. Well, doing a little more research, I kind of compared this to something that we all are familiar with and we can recognize it real quick when I talk about it. But the thing is, you know, Harry Reid, it seems like he wants this property for his own personal reason, which I see where his son is involved with the Chinese on a solar farm deal or what have you, whatever, or is it water, oil, whatever. There's some reason they want to get on that land. And the thing is, the BLM, the BLM was killing these turtles, thinning them out, and then now they're trying to protect them. They're using it as an excuse to come on this property to do what they're doing. They're saying he's in violations of that and so forth. So it just don't look right. So the other part was where you see how we're coming into this time and age, we're more into everybody's wanting to go renewable power. You know, they're trying to find a quick way to make a big buck without putting a bunch of money into it. That's the way usually how it works out. But not only that, this guy's getting a double whammy where I'm seeing this, because not only are they want to take the land for that their own personal purpose to gain with, they're squeezing mm-hmm. him out of the cattle game, squeezing him out of the game. Now, you know, a lot of small farmers are gone. It ain't only there. It's all over this country that the small farmers being kicked out, squeezed mm-hmm. out of the game. So the big corporate farms can run their thing and take over, blah, blah. So it's all one thing. Now, here's where the example comes in, what I was talking about a minute ago. Here's an example, and y'all can take, you know, call in, tell me what you think, throw it in the chat room, whatever, what you think. But don't just seem like something Walmart would do, too. Think about it. Walmart squeezed the mom-and-pops out. All the mom-and-pop stores are gone. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it just seems that that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get, you know, it's a win-win situation. You know, one, you stop that cattle rancher from growing cattle anymore, and they can grow the cattle any way they want to. Think about it. They can inject it with anything they want to. So, you know, this is kind of scary. You know, Orwell, come on. What do you think? I mean,
well,
I know a lot of people.
This is Agenda 21. UN Agenda 21. The land grab.
Absolutely. Right.
Ran across something. Now, I don't know how you go about verifying this, and Ron, perhaps you know, that
mm-hmm.
Harry Reid owns land right next mm-hmm. to the Bundys, to the Bundy Ranch.
I don't know. Right.
Harry Reid owns 93 acres next to the Bundy Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how. Well, okay. They, I gave you a link. If you
yeah,
check,
I'm looking at it now.
And they show it to you, the property information. So this hasn't
right.
been verified, y'all. I just happened to catch it, but I caught it too late to verify it. But I thought that it was pretty interesting. And I don't know how to do the, you know. Land
well,
surveys
I
and
the,
all that.
I see that the layouts they have and everything like that look legitimate. I'll do some research on it to confirm that, what this is. But I'll throw it out
yeah.
there anyway, if you'd like me to. The Truth in Action published
yeah,
by
I
them.
Yeah, I put the link in the chat room.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to read. Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't have to read it.
Well, you can still read it for... You know, someone that's not in the chat room or someone who listens to the show later.
That's true. I never thought of it that way. I was trying to get out of it. Anyway, okay, all right. It says here, Harry Reid has ran 52 ranchers out of business so far, just like in other recent efforts, which I say Clavin Bundy, because of his own ownership of the Reed Bunkerville LLC, which holds 93 acres in Nebraska. The parcel seemed to be in the way of future development with the Chinese, which I saw it earlier, which may even be involved in a freeway interchange loop, and all set west of the same general area. It's land where all these trespassing cattle grazing. We all know that the Reed crime syndicate had ultra-terror motives for attacks in the Clavin Bundy, and here is the proof. And it shows the parcel piece of land. And it says below the parcel numbers, land which the Clark County Assessor's Office lists is owned by Reed Bunkerville LLC, who conjointly updated their company records on April 17, 2014. The parcel map with ownership data will be shown for the three parcels Reed Bunkerville LLC owns below linked parcel numbers. So I don't know, I'll look at that tomorrow to get that updated. But that's, absolutely.
But I found that,
Squeeze game. Squeeze them out. Squeeze them out of there. It's theft. It's like eminent domain. That's another thing I don't really like. Eminent domain bullshit.
Yeah, well, that's still part of the... Well, that's still a part of the UN Agenda 21. You know, one day we're really going to have to do a show on just the UN Agenda 21 to really to express just how serious this is. Because it doesn't just include the land grabbing, which we're seeing that is going on. And, yes, Billy, you are correct. This has been going on for a very long time.
Right.
I also seen another article where it has Westerner Spear, Obama's preparing monument land grabs. And this also ties in with the UN Agenda 21. I'll put this link in the chat room also. You know, as I said again, you know, these are just some things that I pulled up at the last minute, y'all. So then, this was in the Salt Lake Tribune, May the 5th for today. So it was last updated at 7:12 p.m., so... I guess that would be your turn.
What I'm saying is, the thing of what I'm saying, man, is this is coming off on a faster scale, larger, faster scale at this rate right now. Before this, we never heard this. We never heard such things going like this at this rate. You know, you might hear an eminent domain deal go down where they want a certain piece of property. But this year, it's actually the best part of it, you know, seeing people stand up for the Bundys, that's all cool. You know, and nobody got hurt. So, I mean, a couple of them got tased and one got knocked down, which that wasn't cool at all. The one that really pissed me off is they had these 30 by 30 areas, which is Amendment 1 areas. Amendment 1 has an area for it. First Amendment area. Did you see that? They cut off an orange tape fence, and that was Amendment, that's where you could go for your First Amendment. In that square box. You want to talk about some bullshit now. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
That is just telling me. It doesn't mean nothing to you. To them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just don't mean nothing to them. That's exactly what it is. The Constitution means nothing to these people. And these dumbass people don't know what they're getting themselves into. It's the ones that are actually doing the physical deals, you know? They don't have a clue. They have a boss above them. It's the money that makes people do crazy shit. Money. You know?
Yeah, well, you got to remember, we don't have money, so we got to call it what it is.
Well, I know, Angela, but you know what they call it. That's what they think.
Yeah.
They think it's going to be, you know, they're going to get a big abundance of it all of a sudden when it all hits the fan, and it's completely worthless. Well, that money you make is worthless. You mean, you know, you just light a campfire with it, you know? So,
yeah.
Now, that's what's
going to
keep it
for a souvenir for what it used to be.
That's right. But that's, I think that's what will knock them down is that dollar dime.
I had sent you a YouTube. I sent you a YouTube, and it was a Bundy supporter who was giving a speech, and how he was calling this was going to be World War, not World War, excuse me, y'all, a Civil War.
Well, that's why I brought up the American Spring on the 16th of this month, which is the end of this week. Or, no, I'm sorry, next week.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, today is Cinco de Mayo. Hey. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's already started. The American Spring, it's a little scale thing right now. But
I think it's
going to escalate.
The march is for the 16th. The march on Washington is for the 16th.
But I think this Bundy Ranch thing is going to be the eye-opener. And, did they do that for some reason? I mean, there's a lot of different theories. But the thing is, we're seeing what we're seeing now, what they're having with them in Nevada with this guy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the man's just trying to make a living. You know, I know, and, of course, he did run off some, supposedly racist remarks, but, I've heard that go different ways, too, and I don't know which, I don't know either,
but I'm going to tell you the same way
like
I felt with
story.
The other man, the football player, football owner. You see, I don't care what his feelings are towards, black people or any other people. What's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And what is wrong is you're taking this man's land. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how he feels about me or anyone else. It's still what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And it's wrong to come in and take this man's land. And so I'm not going to be, run off of emotion because, he insulted me. He insulted my race. He insulted my people. No, that's beside the point. You're insulting him because because you want his land.
We got a caller on the board. Just pull him in here real quick.
Okay.
Hi, caller. I'm
well. Good evening. I've been listening to you two speak about this. I thought this was an old story, but I guess it's revived. I've been listening to you guys talking this for 20 minutes, and I've heard you guys mention, that everything from, they're stealing the land. It's a land grab. That's some worthless-ass desert. The fact of the matter is this man has not paid his grazing fee taxes that other ranchers and other cattlemen in that area and all over the country pay. That's the pivotal thing here. Had he paid his taxes, this wouldn't be happening, okay? Besides the fact that he's a racist pig, and Antoinette may not care how he feels, but the things that he says are insulting and offensive and ignorant as hell. And I don't know why he deserves special treatment and he shouldn't have to pay his grazing fees when other cattlemen, other ranchers, pay their taxes. He is not in some separate exclusive class. All of those other things and all of these other stories, they're non-issues to me. He needs to pay his taxes. It's just that simple. Now, I don't like the government per se, and I don't necessarily think that and I'm not crazy about paying taxes myself. However, they waited 20 years to move on this man. And I didn't hear you guys mention that at all. Had he paid his share, like everyone else pays that's in that business, he wouldn't have this problem. And the fact that his dumbass gets a microphone and a television camera from him and starts giving his warped-ass views, his antebellum views on where black people should be and how they would be better off, I don't know what the hell is he even talking about. I can't defend that idiot. And he needs to pay his fair share of taxes like everyone else, and then that's all there is to this. This isn't a land grab. Why would the government really want that land? That land is wasteland. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I've driven deep inside of Nevada and driven all through the desert. It's just barren, wasted land. I'm surprised there's anything there for the cattle to graze on. I don't see this the way some people like you guys see it. I just don't.
My opinion is, this is my personal opinion on this, okay? One, I don't care about the old bastard. That's not the point, okay? So, I mean, when you have, when you have other people that have interest in something and they're coming to take it in a military style, why would they send a military style system to them? Why wouldn't they just send the individual up to the man and say, you're trespassing, so you're going to go to jail for trespassing on this land? you don't send the military type technical people in there and expect to do that. And second, if that lands, they're not doing what they're doing anyway, who would give a shit who eats off it? But the problem is that
say that part again, I'm sorry.
The land management people are telling you they are there doing this shit to protect the fucking turtle.
Well, you know,
and they were killing them before that. They were killing them.
They don't give a shit about the turtles. They give a shit about this man paying his taxes, his grazing taxes that he feeds his cattle on.
But 50 years before that, they were never paying that before. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't care if it's a white man, black man, Chinaman, or Mexican, whoever.
Right. Nobody cares. Unless he's speaking bad about your group, unless he's speaking ass backwards about your group.
I'm not talking
about Beasley.
It's besides
Beasley,
that, all right? Removing the race from it because it's really not a racist issue.
Excuse me, Beasley, right. It's not a racist issue.
It is the fact
of the matter that this man's family has been on this land for over 100 years. It is also about the fact of the matter that Henry Reed is going into a deal with China for them to put solar plants or something on that land, and that's why they want this land. It's also about the UN Agenda 21, where they're doing land grabs all over the country.
Well, why don't they get some valuable land? Why would they Why would they take this desert? Okay, and it's desert. There's scorpions. There's vultures. There's not much out there. This is the barren
desert.
There's
some turtles.
There's a bunch of turtles, okay? Why would they take the desert? Why don't you just go ahead and take some nice fertile land in California that's really valuable?
But you know what?
That defeats that. As far as making this man, this small rancher, part of Agenda 21, you know something? Another reason would tell you that this really isn't that important, and I think you guys agree with me here, that it happens to be on the front page of the news. It was a top news story. It can't be that important. Nothing that's really, really, really important is in front of everyone's eyes to see. This guy is a simple case of not paying his property, not paying his grazing fee taxes that other people in the same business pay, and he hasn't paid them for 20 years. He has a wife that talks reckless, that talks about they have a shotgun. You invite a military response when you talk like that. This guy seems to think he's living in some sovereign land that does not have to do with the United States of America, and nothing is further from the truth. I don't feel that strongly about it, but I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you very much. But Beasley, this isn't only happening to this rancher. This is happening to different ranchers all over the country where they're going in and they are trying to seize their land. They're doing it for any little reason. They did an old woman's house in Pennsylvania. They took her house for $6. $6 taxes. So it's Agenda 21.
I don't see what that has to do with this man not paying his grazing fees for 20 years. They are two unrelated things. They're completely unrelated.
No, it's all related.
Beasley.
Okay. Iggy's mom put in here, Henry Reed owns the land the Chinese brought. And Reed needs to move that tortoise to the land Bundy's cattle were grazing on. You need to read Beasley Damn Cheap suggested for you that you read the 10th Amendment. In 1981, Bundy had 52 neighbors. Now he is the last one left fighting. He paid them.
Right.
He paid it to the state.
Right. The federal government has no say over that land at all. The state owns it in reality.
And so now it's happening in Texas to other rangers.
Wow. You guys really don't understand. You guys are really looking for so many ways out on this.
Is it a way out of it? Nevada is part of
the United States of America. This guy is not on some sovereign land. It's not an Indian reservation. This guy's part of the United States of America, and he hasn't paid his grazing fees. If you don't pay your taxes, he's lucky they didn't come after him for 20 years. besides being a racist pig.
Why am I not charged?
Okay, the
why
racist part has nothing to do with
I'm
it
just,
the that man's
just,
land.
That's just some topping on it. That's just icing on the cake.
For who? You see, we're not. See, being black does not give us this big authority now that just because somebody says the wrong word that we're supposed to jump up and get ready to fight. First off, we're not prepared.
Well, I'm entitled to think what I choose.
Yes,
when
you're
I hear,
entitled
when
to
I
think
hear
what
someone,
you
and
choose.
When I hear an old cracker white man talking about
okay,
black people.
Okay,
let's just say it for what it is.
Hold it. But
when
we're
I
not
hear an old man,
have,
when I hear an old
have,
man talk,
hold it. The BS show is for Friday.
What
now,
BS?
We're not having the name-calling today.
Clive Bundy's the one that's bringing in the whole race into this.
Okay, but you're bringing it to the show when you're calling, what you're making, you're calling the racist names. We're not having it, okay? We're not having it from
you.
I
called Clive Bundy. What's the big deal?
I don't care who you called it.
Why are you defending that racist white man?
You know what, Beasley? Ron, I'm not in the studio, but could you please put Bundy on, put Beasley on mute for a little bit so he can calm down?
You done did it.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to have the racist names or any other kind of names.
No.
Now, if you want
to
discuss something, then we'll discuss it. The
we're
BS show is for
out.
Friday.
The whole point, the whole thing is we're trying to figure it out. That has nothing to do. I'm reading the news reports that I'm getting, and that's what I'm doing. I get feeds, and I read them, you know, and I have to compare them. I have to look into them, you know,
yeah.
That's what I'm doing, looking into this. I'm trying to figure it all out, you know, I mean, I'm asking the questions. Why would they send a military-style people to do this? Okay, look, the man owned the ship for 20 years. They should have had him up there a long time ago. The IRS should have came in and took his land, the IRS.
Yeah, the IRS.
What the fuck land they can do with this? Nothing. Nothing. They have nothing to do with this.
Iggy's mom put
that's
in the Nevada.
What's that?
I'm sorry, Ron. Iggy's mom put in the Nevada cattle rancher at the center of the land dispute with the federal government should not have to surrender his property.
Exactly.
As an Arizona official says, because he has been acting within the boundaries of the law. Barry Willer, vice chairman of the Apache County Board of Supervisors, told J.D. Hayworth and John Backman on Americans Forum Monday on Newsmax TV that he thinks Cleveland Bundy was right in standing up to the Bureau of Land Management, which sought to seize his ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Agonia said it's a judicial issue.
Right, jurisdiction. That's right. The state controls it. It's the state of Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, they took up, they feel, you know, okay, so when you walk in that land, are you walking into another country?
No.
You know,
because they're not a sovereign state, are they? They're not, because they didn't separate from the United States. They're still a part of the United States.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's, oh, man.
I mean, and I understand people feel strongly about it, and I understand that. Jurisdiction. I'm sorry, Sister Gonia. Thank you. It's a jurisdiction issue.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pronounce it correctly.
Right.
But, I understand that race is one of the key things that they use to flare up people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, I mean, Beasley, if you're still on the line, I'm not getting caught up into that. You know, I'd rather look at what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, that is having to step outside of the race and lay all the colors aside. And I don't care what color the man is. And I don't, you know, I mean, because he could have been black and saying it about white folks. I mean, what difference does it make? It doesn't change the issue. So it's not giving him a pass. What it is just taking the law for what the law is.
Right. Like I said, if it took 20 years to get this man, it's insane. Well, it wouldn't take that long. It would not take that long. They don't give a shit about that land, but somebody apparently does now.
Well, Reed wants
it.
Reed wants it.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I don't have concrete proof to prove that Reed really wants it, but, here's what I'm saying. Is, you know, we're seeing the trend of these cattle ranchers getting kicked out. And you want an example? Go to the fucking grocery store. You want to know the example of it? Look at the price of hamburger. Look at the price of a steak. It's, apparently nobody gets that. Supply and demand drives the price up.
Yeah,
you know,
well, if you've listened to Alex Jones.
The supply has been being cut down. The supply has been cut down of this product, so and the demand is still there for it. You know, it's like oil. Same thing.
Yeah.
Supply and demand. If there's more demand, there's more price for the supply. That's how that works. So, you know.
Yes.
Come on. Now, these big corporate farmers, these big corporation farms, the big corporation has big farms, too. You know, you get to only buy their products that they chemically inject for your pleasure. So, you know, your cancer or whatever you want, whatever kind of shit, what kind of side effect for putting stupid shit in the first place. You know, wow. Insane.
Yes.
Hey, man, you know, that's my opinion. That's what I see. So, I mean, that's what's happening. It's. I mean, if you can't see it, you're fucking blind. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. Okay.
Could you play that clip that Billy sent?
I would, but it tells me, sorry, this does not exist.
Oh.
That's what YouTube says.
Okay. Sorry, Billy.
It says an error has occurred during validation. I don't know what it is. Could you send it to me again? Or can Billy send it to you again? We'll try it.
Okay, Billy, could you send it to Ron, please? Maybe it was me trying to copy it to send it to you. He said it's a long clip, but that's okay. Sister Gonia said that Alex played it on his show and interviewed a black militia man who eats at Mr. Bundy's table every night. She has the full unedited tape of Mr. Bundy was leaked, and he did not say anything racist.
Hmm.
Sister Gonia, would you happen to remember what night it was, the date? Look, I asked a lot, don't I? I remember hearing that.
I want y'all to listen to this clip real quick here. Somehow play this clip, see if I can get to work.
Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. With us, once again, financial
expert. Let me know if y'all can hear this well.
Financial expert, Doug Casey of CaseyResearch.com. Doug Casey, thank you for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com.
It's nice to be here. I'm speaking to you at the moment from Argentina.
Argentina, great. I know you're a... I know you have internationalized your assets, internationalized your life, which we'll talk about that. It's one of the things you can do in your new movie that you have, you do video about Meltdown America. And I got to tell you, I was really impressed by how slickly it was done. You had, you know, former Comptroller David Walker in there, Comptroller of the United States, Comptroller General, you know, movies Meltdown America, and, you know, you talked about the Balkans and Argentina and Zimbabwe. And these are all political crises that... economic components to them, and then you came to the United States, which is the theme of your movie, Meltdown America. Do you think people know how bad things could get in America?
No, I think they're completely unaware of it, because since the bottom of the greater, the U.S. recession that started in 2007, bottom of 2009, 2010, things have slowly recovered. So people think that it's going to be happy days again, but it's not. Because the way the government engineered this recovery was by creating trillions of currency units, and as we speak, they're still creating $55 billion more by buying government bonds, by buying mortgage securities, and all of this paper money, which is currently just sitting in banks, some point is going to wash over in the U.S. Very high levels of inflation. It's going to be quite catastrophic.
do you think that we'll have something or a combination? In your movie, you did Falcons, Argentina, which, you know, they're not doing the currency, they're changing the currency to the national sport every 10 years, and Zimbabwe, which is a huge inflation. Do you think we're going to have some kind of combination of the violence in the Balkans, the inflation in Zimbabwe, and the turmoil and new currency in Argentina? Is that what the movie is pointing towards?
Well, look, the standard of living of the average American has been dropping for years now. The average American can't lay his hands on $2,000 overnight. This recently came out, I believe it was a Pew poll, that 40% of Americans, if they had to get $2,000 cash over the next 30 days, couldn't do it. So things are pretty strapped. And when the economy goes off the deep end again, and I think it could happen this year, quite frankly, there's going to be a lot of unemployed people, a lot of people without any money, a lot of people with a lot of debt. And there's nothing the government can do at this point except print more money. But the problem is that all the money they're printing is coming out of, in effect, a financial fire hose at the Federal Reserve. And it's the rich guys that are where this fire hose is. So the little people are just getting some dribs and drabs out in the middle of. Because this is why the country is becoming polarized, where the rich are becoming richer and the poor are becoming poorer. It's exactly because of these government actions, which are incredibly stupid. They say it's intended to save the economy, but it's really just bailing out the big banks and the big brokers and making the rich guys that run these things richer. So the prognosis is extremely grim. I hate to say that, quite frankly, but there's no way out.
You know, you're backed up by people that say that at the Fed Reserve, people retired from the Fed Reserve, somebody wrote an op-ed piece on it. And exactly what you did, who worked at the Fed about the QE program, and really, unfortunately, just helped Wall Street bank. But when you say there's no way out, what does that mean? What does that mean if there's no way out? What do we do? What is your vision of what happens when there's no way out?
Well, what it means is that in the real world, cause has effect. Actions have consequences. And all this money that the government's created, at the same time as every day they're passing more regulations and laws that make it more expensive and harder for the average American to produce wealth, it's an explosive situation. What could happen? You could have lots of bank failures. You could have a stock market crash. All this money that the governments have created has blown up the stock market to new highs. So the next step is likely to be down. A lot of people have assets in the stock market, or if they don't, their pension funds are in the stock market. And most of the cities in this country, most of the states in this country, have gigantic pension liabilities that are underfunded. Underfunded even though the stock market is at all-time highs and the bond market is in a Super Bowl. Now, when interest rates inevitably go up from these artificially stressed levels where they are right now, the bond market's going to collapse, the stock market's going to collapse, and with it, the real estate market's going to collapse. These pension funds are going to be wiped out. Then what's going to happen? This is a very bad situation. And the U.S. is digging itself deeper and deeper into the slow of despond at this point. It's very bad.
Will the U.S. come to a point where they just tell people like China, we're defaulting, we're not going to pay it. We're not going to pay this money. Sorry.
Well, there really is no pleasant solution to this problem. But actually, for years, I have advocated the U.S. doing exactly that. Right now, the U.S. has official government debt of $17 trillion. This is unrepayable. But in addition to that, there's another $65 trillion of obligations that it has to make good on, like Social Security, for instance. I suggest that the U.S. government default on all these things Because otherwise, it's going to mean that the next generations of Americans are going to be indentured servants. It's an insoluble problem at this point. It's just as if you or I had borrowed $1 million and we lived high off the hog for a year. At the end of the year, after an artificially high standard of living, we'd have a very real decrease in our standard of living if we were going to pay $1 million back. So I think the U.S. should default on it because in addition to not making the next generation of Americans indentured servants, I think it would serve as a good thing to punish the people that have lent the U.S. government money and enabled it in doing all the stupid things that it's done with the money that it's borrowed. A clear advantage of default would be that it wouldn't be able to borrow again for a good long time. And that's plus two. But it'll default. It's going to default one way or another. I'm just saying that they ought to do it overtly and honestly as opposed to catastrophically by destroying the dollar, which is the way they're actually going to default on all that debt.
A lot of people think that, I tell my friends this, and they just look at me like, and I say, do you think that with the government this far in debt, that with the $17 trillion, and according to Lawrence Kolodkov, it's way higher, $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities due to loss of university, but it's a lot of money. We're in for a lot of money. We're at $65 trillion. It's, as you said, unrepayable. I tell my friends, I say, do you think you're going to be able to get your 401k plan and your retirement plan, and the USS Kitty Hawk is going to be out of fuel floating up and down like a cork in the Arabian Sea? That we're, well, we're out of money. You have your fat and happy retirement. Or isn't the government just going to take every asset it needs to survive, and including your retirement?
Well, of course it will. I mean, look, in the first place, the U.S. government is not we the people. The U.S. government is an entity unto itself. It's separate from U.S. society as General Motors or Apple Computer. It's an entity by itself. So its first interest is to look out for itself. And its only source of revenue is essentially confiscating wealth from the American people. So that's exactly what it will do. Of course it will. Governments around the world are always doing this type of thing. Here in Argentina, they confiscated everybody's pension account 3 years ago, and they got a promise in pesos to get the money back. They've done this in Hungary, they've done this in Poland very recently. So, of course, it's going to happen in the U.S.
It'll be a true national security issue. People, they'll say it's a national security issue, and they're going to be right about that. It'll be a national security issue.
Everything's about national security today because the U.S. is rapidly turning into a police state. You can see it with the way that your local cop is militarized for these days, the way that even small towns have SWAT teams. No, of course, everything is national security today. It justifies everything, just the way the war on drugs used to justify everything. Now the war on terror justifies even more depredations.
You talk in your video about internationalizing yourself, internationalizing your wealth. You know, for a lot of people, Mr. Casey, they don't have to internationalize themselves. So what can the common schmo John Doe do, that is going to be pretty much stuck here in America? What can we do to soften the blow when you say meltdown America? What can we do to soften that blow?
Yeah, this is very problematical. As I pointed out earlier, the average American does not have any cash and has few assets. He's got his car. Well, actually, he doesn't even have a car because most people lease cars now. They don't even have cars with debt yet, but they lease the cars. Cars are not assets, they're liabilities. Few people own their houses for cash. They have mortgages against them. So, yeah, you're right. The average American's not in a position to internationalize, which is most unfortunate for him because it means that he's stuck in the U.S. much the way Russians would have been stuck in Russia 1917, or Germans stuck in Germany in 1933, or Chinese stuck in China in 1949, or Vietnamese stuck in Vietnam in 1975. This goes on across time and space all over the world. So That being the case, what can the average American who can't internationalize himself do? Start buying gold and silver coins. At least that way you'll have a financial asset that's not simultaneously somebody else's liability, and one that's likely to grow in real purchasing power as opposed to diminish, which most financial assets try to do. I'd do that. If you have a little bit more money, try to open up a foreign bank account. But it's very, very hard for an American to do today because almost no foreign bankers or foreign brokers want to take American business because the U.S. government has just made it too hard and too dangerous and too unprofitable. So it's a big problem, Greg.
So what about if you get more medieval than that? I mean, gold and silver for people who don't have $2,000. You know, people tell me, you know, what can I do? I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Then you got a data plan on your cell phone? Do you have an iPhone? Get rid of it. Do you have cable TV? Get rid of it. Do you go out to eat? Stop it. Do you own a bicycle? Get one. Should people buy, am I telling people the right thing? Should people buy canned food and toilet paper and motor oil and oil filters? Or should they do things like that? I mean, it sounds medieval, but would that work in what you're saying to soften the blow of this inflationary blow?
Well, let's suppose that you put aside a supply of oil filters and toilet paper and cooking oil and God knows what else. At least then you're going to maintain your purchasing power, which you're not if you just keep dollars. So, yes, that's actually good advice. And the other thing you said is also very intelligent. You've got to produce more than you consume. That's why Americans are in the pickle they're in right now. They've been consuming more than they've been producing, and that's how they got all the wealth, all the debt that they have. That's how they wound up with the old net assets. They've been consuming more than they've produced. They've got to turn that around. So, yeah, cancel your cell phone and your cable and take an extra job because when times get really tough again, extra jobs aren't going to be available. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct. That's excellent advice in my opinion.
And I want to wrap up by one thing. I know you're an economic expert. You travel the globe. You've lived in, I don't know, dozens and dozens of countries. You come to me from Argentina. I want to talk about that most recent bailout, which is something that didn't really make the mainstream media. And it was at IMF, on the IMF website. And they're quoting the bailouts almost $11 billion in special drawing rights currency. Equal to $17 billion in dollars. What do you make of that? I have not seen any bailout by IMF ever quoted in SDRs. And all of a sudden, boom, this is the most recent bailout. It's going to be a couple of year time and a few billion here and a few million there to Ukraine. Quoted in SDRs. Why?
That is an innovation on their part. A clever one on the part of the IMF. Incidentally, the IMF should be abolished along with the World Bank. But that's a different subject of conversation. If the money they're going to lend to the Ukraine government is an SDR, that's really a basket of currencies. So it's much more stable than the dollar is. And perhaps the chances that they're getting real value back from the Ukrainian taxpayers, where you have to put that bill, of course, is better than if they were just lent dollars to them or euros, which is in a worse situation than the dollar is, quite frankly.
Are they tipping their hand? Maybe the dollar isn't going to be the world reserve currency or something's going to impair the dollar. That's why they're quoting this as an FDR. I mean, after all, I mean, the IMF is headquartered in Washington. It is, in effect, controlled by the United States. Are they getting their hand holding this latest bailout deal in Ukraine in SDRs?
Well, maybe they are, because the fact is that the dollar is a dead duck. Since the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, it's lost about 98% of its value, and that loss of value is accelerating rapidly. And it's going to hyper-accelerate over the next 5 or 10 years. Yes, of course, everybody listening to this should at least try to accumulate some gold and silver. That's the first step. And what you said about politicized commodities that you're going to need and use. Very good idea. Honolulu is doing that. Sure, absolutely.
All right. Well, Doug Casey, thank you for joining us from South America. Again, your most recent book, and this is Right on the Money. This is your most recent book right here. Also, your most recent video that's Deadman Outlaw is called Meltdown America. Of course, it is a pitch at the end to get your Casey Research, you know, at CaseyResearch.com. But it's, I got to tell you, I looked at the movie very skeptically and said, this is all true. I mean, you know, when you quoted in the Balkans, Argentina, Zimbabwe, you had David Walker on, the Comptroller General on. I mean, well done. Well done, sir.
I think people ought to get their financial news and advice from someplace other than mass media television, quite frankly.
I couldn't agree with you more. I hope they come to USA Watchdog, of course. Anyway, Doug Casey, thank you for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com.
Thank you, Greg.
There you go. That's
yeah.
I have to back that up all the way. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's going on. And you know, arguing over race and color and the way you live is no longer the subject anymore.
No.
It shouldn't have been in the first place. It should have never been that in the first place. But that's the way they play with our brains. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the reality is coming to us now. And he said, rapid rate. That's just accelerated rate. You know, and it's coming. It's here. It's already here. It's already happening. So, and I've seen this coming, you know, actually 2009, 2008. You know, I've seen this coming. And now it's been quite a while, and what it was, that's why it's the price of fuel, you know, and, you know, comparing to other things, other products, you know, on the price of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember, 5 years ago, gasoline wasn't over no $3 a gallon, you know. So, and it keeps
did you say five
rising.
Years ago?
5 years ago, gasoline was not
okay.
over $3 a gallon. Right. So, you know, it's kind of, I mean, it's a wake-up call. It's coming. Get ready for it. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Don't sit there, you know, and be blindsided when it is, because, you know, that's what, like you said, we've been too busy consuming. We ain't been producing. That's the problem. We, you know, like big companies, Walmart, they live off that. They want consumers. They don't want producers. They want consumers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they, right, exactly. And what better way to have control of that when you have you cornered the market and you have the needs that the consumers want? You know, and I'm not talking about that new iPhone, iPad, and that bullshit. I'm talking about food. You need food. Because the majority of people don't go fishing. They don't go hunting. They don't know how to look for something in the woods to eat off of. You know what I mean? They don't know. They're not informed. It's
right.
not been given to them to explain to them what to do. I'm not saying everybody start being preppers and stuff, but I think about they have at least something, you know what I mean, before it goes down. That's the thing.
Yes,
you
know.
Know what you expect. I mean, besides land grab, I say it's money grab. That's another thing.
Well, Iggy's mom put a really interesting statement in here. She said that she's done too much research on this Bundy Ranch and other land grabs. It is
mm-hmm.
real, people. It is Agenda 21. They're running
mm-hmm.
people off the land. Live in the city so that they can control you.
Right. Herd them up. Herd them up. Absolutely right, hey, Mom. Yes.
Yeah, and I've never lived in a city. I don't know if I can take living in the city. I mean, I just heard the noise and just realized that, okay, that's my neighbor outside cutting wood because he cuts wood and burns it.
Well, I look around my property. I said, well, just think, when a big land grab comes around here, the only place they won't touch is mine because they can't. So, I mean, I'm sure they could get me out of here one way or the other. They really want that bad. Who knows? You know,
yes.
Iggy's
mom also wrote, eminent domain used to be for railroads and et cetera. Now it's for personal projects for high-priced donors. And
mm-hmm.
Sister
right.
Agonia said, yes, they're letting some rural roads go back to dirt. I remember the dirt
yep.
roads, and then when they went to rocks. And Rosa Corey, K-O-R-E, Behind the Green Mask. And if you haven't seen that on YouTube, I suggest that y'all really, you know, look at that, watch that on YouTube. It is a excellent, excellent video. I mean, she really breaks everything down. If you watch that, her name is Rosa Core, K-O-R-E, and it's Behind the Green Mask. And she really breaks down the land grabbing and everything else. And I believe she was a, oh, thank you, Sister Argonia, put the link in the chat room for us. Thank you, Sister Argonia. But she, well, she's an activist. Iggy's mom put 5 years ago in Kentucky, I believe, took a woman's family estate for a mall, which they never built after they destroyed her place. They also didn't pay market value for it either, and she said they never do.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's a lot of places, you know, that, I mean, look at how they change everything around. You know, it's hardly no more country anymore. You know, I know just going back to, you know, where I'm from to go to, you know, both my grandparents, it used to be all country areas, and now everything is, there's all these neighborhoods and stores and everything all around, and, Lord, you get lost. And
oh, yeah.
When I get right back to, you know, that area, then, you know, okay, I'm back to familiar grounds because everything's still the same there. You know, it's like that's the only place that stood, that, you know, stood in time. You know, like time never changed was there.
Right, exactly.
Yes, and Sister Argonia said they do this stuff every 75 to 100 years, the robber barons, J.P. Morgans. You know, which they do, you know, they got to keep coming through and changing things.
Did I just mute you out or mute me out?
You must have muted you
out
because I'm here and you're here. I didn't hear. I didn't hear you go out. Pardon me?
Okay. I don't know. It just beeped for some reason like I muted myself out. I don't know. Who knows? Be jerking. Oh, anything happen. Anything's possible on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Wow.
Would you guys like to listen?
I'm
to
not
clip?
Cussing tonight.
Why not?
Because I did enough of it yesterday. I told Sister Argonia, I said, okay, I sounded like a sailor last night.
Well, this took not very long. Sister Argonia sent this. Let's go ahead and listen to this real quick. See
okay.
It sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get it up there. All right, hold on 1 second.
got a lot of great information today, and sometimes it feels kind of overwhelming, especially for a lot of us who are doing a lot of research. And there are wonderful websites besides, of course, freedomadvocates.org. You can go to DemocratsAgainstUNAgenda21.com. That's a pretty good one. And also the PostSustainabilityInstitute.org. The reason that we call our group Democrats Against UNAgenda21.org, or COM, excuse me, is because kind of traditionally this issue has been addressed and focused on by people who are more identified on the other end of the spectrum politically. For me, I am a liberal Democrat. I've been registered as Democrat my entire voting life. And when I became aware of the United Nations Agenda 21 through doing research regarding the planning revolution that is happening now, because I am a commercial real estate appraiser with 30 years of eminent domain experience. And so I was researching that and redevelopment, the vampire that never dies. And through that, I found United Nations Agenda 21. Now, as we know, those of us who have been actively fighting it know that you will be marginalized, you will be labeled, you will be named, you will be treated as if you are not a serious person, you will be accused of making things up, and you will be called right-wing. Now, I can't remember who it was who said that there's two wings on that bird. And so when I started Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com, I made it that purposely because I wanted, first of all, to alert my fellow liberals to the fact that there are others of us who have our eyes open and are not being manipulated by the green mask. The flyers that you got that say, notice, this city is a member of ICLEI. Those are for you to take and make copies of. $5, you can make 100 flyers. Take those flyers out in the morning, put them out around your town on the doorstep. This is a powerful grassroots movement. That is what we are. This is the real, real effort that we're making together, and we are winning. We are winning. I am receiving hundreds of emails every single day. I have gotten thousands and thousands of contacts from people, and that's just me. All of us, you know, I'm not anyone special. All of us, all of us working on this together. This is the great equalizer, isn't it? Because what is more important to us than our right to free speech and dissent? As individuals in the United States of America, we are guaranteed our liberty, our right to dissent, our right to speak out. This is in danger. And, you know, it might seem dramatic. We all have a little different take on things, it seems like. You know, I come out of the left, it's kind of hard for me to talk about communism. You know, it kind of feels like, you know, anachronistic maybe, or maybe just kind of a little bit crazy. But, you know, if I were an environmentalist, which I thought I was, but now I'm not sure, I'd be pretty pissed off because my movement has been hijacked. And those of us on the left need to take a look at that. Using the cover of environmentalism, the rigid control of a totalitarian state is in progress, and that is what is behind the green mask. That is what is behind the green mask. Yeah.
And you know what? I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. It's kind of hard to be either one or anything right now because if they're not talking about UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, I don't care what color they come in. We're not a gang flashing our colors here. This is about our freedom as Americans, okay? Yeah. It's an abuse of trust. And, you know, they've got the rhetoric. They really do. Boy, it sounds so good. But you know what? Just like any victim of oppression, you have to look at your abuser and say, it's not what you say, it's what you do. It's not your rhetoric, it's what you do with it. Okay? So we've got, what do we have? We have our abuser saying they want community, capacity building, green jobs, and the American dream. Well, I thought we had the American dream. You work real hard. You go to school, you learn how to do something, and then you do it. But now we're seeing a destabilized economy, a housing market that has completely collapsed, and most of us have whatever wealth we have. And wealth, you know, to me, wealth, you know, that just seems like so huge, you know, but really it's just like if you've got two nickels to rub together, a lot of times it's because you have a house. And I'm not talking about you speculated and you thought you were going to make a killing. I'm saying that you bought a property to live in and you scraped together your down payment and you got a loan and you were told that, hey, that interest rate, that 2%, that teaser rate, that thing that dragged you in it and made you scrape to get your down payment, that's going to last. You know, that you can count on that rate. You know, that thing should have come with a bankruptcy handbook, right? When you sign on the dotted line there, a lot of those workers lost their. So what do we have now? We've got a destabilized economy, destabilized housing market. We've got community. We've got communities that are tearing each other apart over bike lanes, over bicycle boulevards, over, you know, leaf floors, right, over smoking in your apartment, over, green jobs, over where we're going to put our few dollars, over whether we're going to water our park or not. Right. Okay, your educational system is a shambles, and your healthcare system. This is a corporatocracy. That's what we're looking at here. It is a totalitarian state. It's a corporatocracy. Communitarianism is the balancing of the individual's rights with the rights of the community. Now, that's a nice little teeter-totter idea, except that one side's got a brick on it, and the other side has a feather. Your individual rights are always, always superseded by the rights of the community. Now, what are the rights of the community? We are Americans. We go by our Constitution. That guarantees our individual rights. Right? Okay. We got those rights. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, whatever that is. Keep your nose out of my life. I'll stay out of yours. But the rights of the community, what are those? They are the ever-shifting, non-defined rights that are identified in whatever way whoever's running the government is going to decide that they are now. It sounds good. You're going to be safer, you're going to be healthier, and you're going to be more equal. More equal. You're going to be more equal. That's the rhetoric of the abuser. When you think about communitarianism, I like to use this visual image because it's a good one. Think about you've got a table with two glasses on it. You've got a glass of water. Think of that as your constitutional republic. On the other side, you've got a glass of milk. That is a communitarian state. Now you're going to get a glass pitcher, clear glass pitcher. You're going to put it down on the table. Now you're going to take your two glasses and you're going to pour them together into that pitcher. What do you have? You've got milk. You've got milky water. Your water has been subsumed into and absorbed by the milk. Your communitarian state overrides your individual rights. And we're...
All right, I'm going to cut it there. This is a long deal. We'll run out of time.
Yeah, but that, I really suggest that everyone watch that. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
It,
right,
it is
right
really, really good.
Absolutely.
Pardon me? Yes.
I will definitely watch it. Yeah.
Oh, yes, honestly, I watched it, I think, like twice, you know, but I need to go back and watch it again. It's, I mean, it's been a while, you know, a while
mm-hmm.
since I've watched it, maybe like last year or something like that. But
she is
it's
definitely
really,
right on target.
Yeah, she, I mean, she
yeah.
breaks it down. You know, when, and Billy, I'm sure you remember because you brought it up to me. When I told you, Ron, you were greedy because you had all that
mm-hmm.
land and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
She says it
right.
on there. That's why I said I got it from her when I threw it back
well,
at her.
But
the way how she breaks it down, no, she's saying not that you're greedy, but this is the
mm-hmm.
way how the government is looking at you. You know, because, see, you're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be stacked up on, you know, on top of houses, you know, on top of each other in apartments, you know,
yeah.
high-rise buildings and, you know, little tiny streets and little tiny hallways that you can't even walk through. You know, you got to turn
right.
sideways
right.
to go through.
Right. Well,
unless
you hear
you're
me in front of Congress talking to them? Do you hear me in front
Pardon?
Of Congress talking to them? Do you hear me in front of Congress talking to them, explaining my story? You know, me in front of Congress.
Sister Gonya said,
well,
while they live in mansions, and you're right, Sister Gonya.
Why don't you pay for electricity that you produce? You should pay taxes
about
for electricity that you produce, you know, Mr. Reck, and, you know, why is it you don't do it? And I'd be like this, well, Congressman, it's plain and simple. The only reason you're mad at me and you're a hater of me is because I'm not letting you fuck me out of my money. That's all it is. Because I live self-sustainable. You don't like it. So you call me greedy.
Yes,
you see?
You're greedy.
Because I raise cattle, because I have livestock. You know, and it's a little farm. It's a little place. It's not that big. But they would have the audacity to drag something as small as meat into something like that. And that's what I'd say. You're screwing. I'm not letting you screw me out of money, even though it don't exist. I can't.
And,
I'm not
going
to get robbed for something that don't exist in the first place. You know.
Well, they have a FEMA camp with your name on it. They got a FEMA
Absolutely.
Trailer for
right
you.
In front. Yeah, the Rec FEMA Ranch. Rec
yeah,
FEMA Ranch.
With the China, China's drywall hanging up.
Absolutely, with lead and all the goodies.
Yes. Sister mm-hmm. Agonia said, it's not Congress. They are bought and paid for. It's the international bankers. This is global, Ron.
Yes, I know that. I'm making kind of a joke out of it. Okay, so I would be in front of the board of the globalist world bankers. Gentlemen, we need to go back in the U.S. and rob them some more. We ain't did enough yet. Here's what we can do. Here, check this out, man. Don't tell me the shit I'm talking about. Here's what we can do. We could tell this old bastard Bundy down there in Nevada that the turtle's in danger, so we got to take his shit. You get it? We do it and pull us off. The perfect scandal is pulled off. You know, so... But that's what I'm saying. It seems like that's how they do that shit back time doors. You know, well, okay, you know, we'll do this housing bubble real quick. We'll make it bump up. We'll give everybody a house. You know, and it'll sound glorious and wonderful. And we get them all in there and pop it. Boom. You know? Because they're done getting the money by the birth certificate, so we got to pay this money there. And every time we go buy gas and food and toilet paper and everything, we get money every time they turn money. Every time they spend money, we get a piece of it. Every time. It don't matter what it is. The only thing is tax-free is churches and food stamps.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's it. It's crazy. Of course, foundations, the rich use, and all you other little gigs you can get tax out of it, you know, Jesus. Yeah. We'll promise them the world and give them nothing. That's the same thing that the casino says. People come in there thinking they're going to be okay, and they walk out of there broke. You know?
Yeah.
But you always got to throw some good ones in there. You got to throw a few winners in there to make it look good to keep it going. You know, keep the scam going.
Mm. Yeah, that's just like me hitting the lottery. But the only thing is, you know, I'm going to hit the jackpot, that great big 38 or 380 million or whatever it is. But the only thing is, I don't play it. But I believe I'm going to hit it, even though
okay.
I don't play it.
Well,
but
I don't play the lottery. I mean, I grab one scratch tickets every once in a while just to bullshit with, you know. The most I've ever won was $48. That was a long time ago. And it's very rare to ever get one. But I see, what do you think about that? I see people at these convenience stores, man. They're addicted to the shit. I mean, they're just straight up addicted to it. And
people want to be.
He's holding up the counter because he was buying the tickets and scratching right there by the cashier. You know, I'm like, five tickets go away and scratch somewhere else. Yeah, so I said, I finally said to him, hey, dude, why don't you go scratch your fleas over there by the door somewhere? He goes, what are you saying? I said, go scratch your fleas over there by the door. You know? And he could figure out what the hell I was talking about. And then finally he walked away from me with, you know, all pissed off looking at me. And he comes back, he goes, you're funny. He goes, you're real funny. It took me that long to figure out what you were talking about.
I said, man.
I said, dude, Jesus, man, I'm sitting here with a 12-pack of beer, and it's getting hot while I'm sitting here watching you lose at lottery. You don't care. I'm wanting to go get drunk. I'm trying to fix my addiction. I'm an alcoholic, even though I didn't really do that. But, I mean, I did have the 12-pack of beer, but I didn't get drunk with it for somebody else.
Okay. But, you know, everyone has this dream of, well, not everyone, because some people are just, you know, they're happy where they are, and, you know, they're content. But, you know, it's people that have this ideal that all this splendor of having money, you know, what we is called money but is really not money. It's a promissory note, the Federal Reserve notes. And then going out and buying these big houses and taking cruises and, you know, so you know, what's going to happen, you know, they jump up and they buy all of this, and then, you know, here's Agenda 21, you know, coming and snatching it away. You know, you want a resort. You know, I wonder if the UN Agenda 21, I know it's global, but you know, some people own islands. I wonder if that affects them. Does anyone know Iggy, Billy, Sister Argonia?
I'd imagine.
Yeah,
well,
does that, you know.
Your mic's hot, so I'll let you know, 813, you're on the air. But, you know,
did they have their hand up? Did 813 have their hand up?
No, I don't have to wait for that no more.
Yeah, well,
the beach yard is here. I know I have to wait for hands to come up.
I know.
I see her, I pop you on. Yeah, so. And we got another one. Here we go. 814. 814, you're on the air. Yeah, baby.
Third time calling in, Ron. Third time calling in, and you don't recognize my number yet.
Really?
I'm insulted.
Oh,
yeah,
Billy, I'm sorry.
Sorry, man.
Hello,
I'm kidding,
Billy.
Yeah, okay. I would have called in. Well, I would have called in sooner, but I want, you know, Chris was getting interested in the show, so I didn't want.
Oh,
if
well,
I call in,
I'm
she can't,
so
she
glad
can't
that she did.
Yeah, she just went to bed. She got work tomorrow. She has to get up at like 6 o'clock tomorrow. So,
excuse me for 1 second, Billy. Iggy's mom. The question was, people that own islands, you know, people that they brought islands, and I believe that UN Agenda 21 is global. So will they come in and do a land grab on that? That was what the question was.
Hey, Billy, dude, can I bring something up to you? You know, your name here, Billy D. I used to work for a guy named Bill D. Just a,
okay.
That's kind of odd. That's an odd deal, isn't it? Yeah, Bill D's.
Yeah, well, this Bill D's had a very long day. I mean, I was on the phone all day. I spoke with my Surf. I spoke with Surf Mac. I spoke with, let me see. Our legislator's off on Mondays. I couldn't get through to them. My district magistrate, they're basically what I'm getting back, Ron, is we have to just deal with it. I mean, they went after our Second Amendment. They went after our Second Amendment, and they weren't able to do that. But the Fourth Amendment, not really much of an uproar whatsoever. That's gone. I don't think many people even know it. I don't think people realize that your Fourth Amendment
right is gone.
They
don't know, or they don't give
gone.
A shit.
I don't think a lot of people know it. I don't think a lot of people know it. You know, I mean, just like the people, on the East Coast, that, we live along, the Atlantic Ocean, so we live around that water. So, within 100 miles, something like that, I believe it's 100 miles, you have no constitutional rights. And Iggy's mom said the First, Third, and the Fourth Amendment is gone.
Yeah,
so that's
right there.
And, of course, they're working on the Second.
Yeah, well, once you start messing with amendments, it kind of starts messing with the other ones automatically. Well,
yeah.
They're like intertwined. Mm-hmm. They're intertwined.
They'll blend them together.
Right. And so,
yes,
they'll blend them together.
Excuse me. Can I just say this really quick? I asked a question about the islands that were owned, and Sister Agonia said that, she can't stay in bed because I guess I keep asking questions, so it's making her jump up and write. But she said only the elite can own islands. So she said they're probably not worried about Agenda 21.
What kind of islands?
Any kind of islands. You know how people, buy islands, they may have a little small island somewhere, and they, buy
the
it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Buy Belize.com.
I've seen that commercial. Buy Belize.
I was just wondering, the people that own these islands, would they, do land grabs there, And I said, well, since it was global, and that's when Sister Agonia said only the elite can own islands, so they're probably not worried about Agenda 21.
Oh yeah, if you're in the 1%, you're all for it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Because it benefits you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I don't own an island. I'm not in the 1%.
But if you're a peasant, you got some hard days coming ahead of you, man.
Sister Gonya said islands cost millions and billions. And she said the show was interesting. And thank you, Sister Gonya. And Pumpkin 13 has come and joined us.
I see that. Hey, Pumpkin, how you doing? Okay. I'm sorry. I have like 20 different things opened up at one time.
Last time I did that, my computer crashed.
Well, this one crashes too. I'll set it on fire and throw it in the yard.
Okay.
Better not. Don't say that. I got too much money in this.
Oh. Iggy's mom said that the NDAA took away the Fifth Amendment 2, detention without cause.
That's right. Sure did. Yep. You're right.
So right now here where I'm living, even in my mobile home, because mobile homes are attached to that decision.
Oh, excuse me. She said also on the 6-2, the speedy trial. Yeah, that's right. Because that's right, they can take you now without even, you can't even make a phone call to let anybody know where you are.
No, they can kick my door in. All
and
I need
keep
to do is
you
just,
forever.
Yeah, they can just disappear
That's
me
it.
Where I live.
Well, this losing that Fourth Amendment there—that you—that's pretty well it. But the Patriot Act also started it anyway, too. You know.
Yeah, and the Patriot Act started before 9/11. They already had it written up. Wasn't that so, I believe? Didn't they already have that done before 9/11? Now, am I getting too many things running together?
No,
oh,
it was right after 9/11.
Okay. Iggy's mom also said, the 10th is going to the rights of the states, and she said we're all messed up.
Mm-hmm. I'll say it's screwed.
That's what I was told today.
I wasn't cussing today. Now, I cussed yesterday. That was enough.
That is not cussing. That is a simple factor of mechanics and mathematics. Because, one, you're using a piece of material to ingest into another piece of material in a rotating way, you know.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with sex. That's
I know that.
Motion. Yeah, okay, yeah. Self-powered. Right.
Okay. She said they just re-upped the Patriot Act and added to it that Biden wrote the Patriot Act after the first World Trade Center bombing. How many times was World Trade Center bombed? Just once, wasn't it?
No.
Didn't they try to do it before and
it
failed?
It didn't fail. It didn't bring them down, but they were pretty powerful.
They were
powerful.
Yeah, but not like the 9/11 one did. Okay, she said Bush enacted it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I thought that I knew Biden wrote the Patriot Act. I was disappointed in that, but. Because I really liked Biden.
Okay.
Why?
You liked fighting?
I liked Biden.
Oh, Biden, I thought you said fighting. Okay.
No, I said I really liked Biden. Because Biden
That'd
was just
be
like...
That'd be wrong.
No, Biden was just like... You know, I remember Biden is from here in Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Biden was just like, you know, you see him around and he was just like, you know, the man next door. You know, he spoke to everybody and, you know, he talked to everybody. You know, he was, you know, who knew that he harbored these thoughts or... You know, he's just a puppet on a string, you know, we know they're all puppets on a string. But, you know, was this already in him before he got into office? I don't know. So it just, you know, made you just take a different look at him.
Yeah, it's like a chip in him.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about the pills getting the chips. That'll happen soon. Wow. Chipping pills.
You know,
Alex
Jones, really everyone, please, I know how people may feel about Alex Jones, but listen to Alex Jones' Sunday show, the second hour. But he talked about how for the people that were in the military, that are suffering with the PTSD and post-stress. And it's PTSD, right? Or PTSD.
Disorder or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That they want to put a chip in their brain.
For
their memory. They also want to do this to the elderly and for people that are suffering with dementia and stuff like that. Thank you, Iggy's mom. She said PTSD. Thank you. And they want to put a chip in their brain. And it was just really interesting, just the different things that, you know, they've already been doing. And he also had on there, oh, my goodness. I want to say, it was, you know what, listen to it. Really listen to it. You know, honestly and truly, go to Alex Jones is on YouTube for Sunday, May the 4th, and listen to the second hour, and it's only 40 minutes. And it's a lot of valuable, valuable information in there that you will just really be surprised about.
You're talking about yesterday, the 4th?
Yes. The second hour. It was 40 minutes.
You don't have to have a link to it, do you?
I sent it to you.
Oh, did you?
I sent it to you yesterday.
I'm bad. Oh, my. You know, there's not enough hours in the day by demanding schedules, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But if everybody wants to hang out for overtime, or we can end the show either way, how do you want to go with this, Antoinette?
Well, I mean, we can go in. The number is, folks, 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718. Lord, you better hope I'm saying it right, because I'm just saying it off my head, top of my head.
Okay,
718-508-9813. And I know you just want me to say it again, don't you, Ron?
You're damn right.
Oh, see, for bullshitters, the number is 1-800-BULLSHIT. And
yeah,
you can
right.
call that line. Now, the only time that that line is not for BSers is on Fridays, because Friday is Ron's party day.
No, ain't nothing like that. I want everybody to come to the show and ease back and be real mellow. Why tear it all up?
Okay, well, it's Ron's chill out day. Pumpkin 13 said Friday is BS day.
Mm-hmm. And it is rated PG-13. Parental guidance is highly suggested.
So, Lord, who knows what to expect on Friday?
This is the show where you need to put that child block on your internet access for this. Block the children. It will not be the same if they listen to this show, I'm telling you.
Pumpkin says she's going to have to catch Friday's show.
Mommy, Daddy, why are the globalists taking over the planet?
Well, son, it's like this. It's called robbery. Me
yeah.
and your mother pay income tax for the owners of us. We are slaves to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so Friday's show should be pretty interesting.
I'm going to let you know.
After being
here's
laid
what I hope
back.
Happens to me. I hope here's what happens to us, Antoinette, for this show. I hope
What's
we're picked
that?
Up. We're picked up in simulcast. On public television.
Oh, shoot, I don't.
Yeah, we'll go to public television, PBS.
Yeah, right. So they can shut us up.
Educational purposes only, you know.
Right, so they can shut us up.
And then you get that Australian accent, you know, how they pull them kind of, you know, talking people up, you know. Right now in Washington, D.C., we're looking at the actual criminal cartel that lives in that big water house. It's unbelievable. It's outstanding. You've got to be here for this. You know, so that's...
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So
excuse me, I didn't take my medication tonight. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Billy, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm just listening. I had a conversation with my 13-year-old. I almost want to ask every American, you know, are you smarter than a 13-year-old? Because, I wanted her to read, you know, the Bill of Rights, you know, all year, you know, and, you know, how to read just here in Pennsylvania, but it's basically the same thing. Our Constitution here. And, you know, she's reading it and everything. And I'm like, do you see a problem with not having this right anymore? And she was like, well, What if somebody who doesn't like you makes an anonymous call and they lie?
Right.
They're not held accountable, you know. And she's like, if the basically the police officer, she said, they're mostly good, but you get, somebody who's having a bad day or whatever. You know, she got it. She understood it. But, in talking, I was on the phone all day, man, and people just, it's the way it is. I give up. It sounds like the American people have given up.
Yeah, well, I think what it is that, we've been in a daze, in a fog. And, as the veil is being lifted, so now it's a lot of confusion, because you have to go through and try to separate what's truth and what's fiction and, and then the shock. Oh, my God, look at the shock. Everything that I learned, you're telling me was a lie?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lied to me?
Mm-hmm.
Including my parents, they lied to me? Everybody lied to me all of my life?
No, you didn't get lied to. You got robbed.
But, but when you the bell starts being lifted, and then it's everybody lied. It's not you've been robbed. It's you lied to me. And what is the truth? What is fiction? What is what? I don't know what's the truth anymore.
You have to be able to adapt, Antoinette.
Yeah, you do.
If you can't adapt, you're going to be in a world of crap.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, I understand. I can scream at the top of my lungs about losing rights, which I do. I was doing it today, all day, not getting anywhere at all. Everyone was just saying that's just the way it is. I'm talking officials. I mean, people who run our local government here. It's like, this is just the way it is. We have to deal with it. They don't agree with it, but they're okay with it. Do I have the ability to adapt? Absolutely. But I don't know. It just seems that it's like with the Second Amendment that they couldn't take that away. And I think that's because it's a weapon you can hold in your hand. The Fourth Amendment went away without really any opposition whatsoever from anybody. And I guess that's because it isn't something shiny that you can hold in your hand. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, how often do I have a run-in with a police? I don't live my life that way. And, this isn't going to happen to me.
Well, you're right. And I don't think it's going to happen to me. And even if they
I think that's where people are looking at. That's what people are looking at is that, this isn't going to happen to me. And the people who it does happen to, they should have got them anyway. I think people are looking at it the wrong way instead of seeing that, this is a right that's not given to us by man. It's given to us by our Creator. This is a right. So, we didn't get this from man. We have the right to live and breathe air, and we shouldn't be charged for it. We shouldn't be charged for water because man doesn't make water.
I think the reason that, people say that, I don't do anything wrong. I mean, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I could pass a background check, no problem.
Right.
I have a permit to carry a firearm here in Pennsylvania. No problem whatsoever. But that's not the issue, okay? What you're dealing with human beings, this is what people seem to forget, human beings you're dealing with. Okay, your dog craps on your neighbor's lawn. Your neighbor don't like you. Your neighbor makes an anonymous call and says you're selling heroin out at your house.
Yes.
You don't even get to confront your neighbor. You don't even find out who the anonymous call came. You piss somebody off and they make an anonymous call on you. You're screwed.
Yeah.
Don't get to face your accuser, do you?
No.
Exactly. There's another right down the toilet.
Yeah.
Normally they'd have to do an investigation and then get a warrant after the investigation. They have to say, okay, we've been checking this house out for for 2 weeks. There's a lot of traffic. I've seen a couple heroin addicts that I actually arrested, Your Honor. And I think we have a probable cause for a warrant. And then the judge decides, no more of that. That's gone. There's no investigation.
No.
There's none of that stuff. Anonymous call, door goes down. That's the way I understand it.
But, you know, there's one thing, and I wish Sister Agonia was still here, but I believe it was last year. If it wasn't last year, it was the year before. But Ron Class had talked about it, that there was a ruling that was made that the police were no longer bonded. The states no longer bond the police. So they have to take out their own bonds on themselves, because if not, they can be sued for everything that they have. So they were telling the police officers to get everything out of your name and put it in someone else's name. So if they're not being bonded by the state, then you may not be able to sue the state for what
that
they do to you, but you can go after
them.
That police officer and sue him.
Right. Wait, everybody, I'm sorry to cut you in. We got 2-3 minutes left. You need to call in. We got 2 minutes left, sorry, according to the clock on the studio. So we got 2 minutes to call in, listen to the rest of the show, and I'll open up all the microphones. Unless you get out of order, then I'll cut you off. You know me. I'm good at that stuff. Antoinette's worse. Don't piss her off, because then I got to cut you off. So let's be cool. It'll be nice. You know. But we got to keep some type of order, you know. Not like the government. I'm not saying that. Just, you know, we got to be cool. So we understand what's going on. Arguing, screaming, spitting, cussing does not solve any of these problems we're looking at here. You know, it's all like I said, this is a learning format is what I like to do here. It's not, you know, just cuss and scream, because that never works. Never has, never will. And I want every one of my arguments. I like people scream and holler at me while I stand there looking like they're mentally retarded, and then tell them, announce them, I just won, because you're the one that's all pissed off, and I'm not. So so you need to call in now. You have 60 seconds left to do it.
Okay, Iggy's mom had put, it may not happen to me, but what about my children? Are my grandchildren, if they write a week the government doesn't deem proper after they take over the internet, and they can now kick in your door without a, okay, she said a tweet, thank you. I was wondering what that was, but the door without a warrant. The Ninth Circuit has made a determination that the police can enter any premises without a warrant if they feel that there is an imminent danger.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I got that. I just had something passed on to me, and I just watched it.
Thank you, COG. We have been, I'm sorry, Ron. COG have put a link in the chat room, OperationAmericanSpring.org. Thank you. We were discussing that yesterday, but thank you very much. And please, I'm sorry, it's too late for you to call in. But thank you very much.
And the mics are open.
You can hear me.
All but one's open.
And there goes the chat room.
The Muhammad lost chat room.
I still have the chat room. I still have the chat room.
You do?
Yeah.
So do I for a minute. Billy D, I just lost you, though.
You lost me?
Because you left her. No, I
lost.
You're still in the station. You saw
the chat room. I lost the chat room. Yeah, I don't have it anymore.
So what
did you think of that clip? That you know, he's actually a really good guy to follow. That Greg Hunter, that clip I sent you. He used to work for the mainstream media, and you know, he's an actual man. And he refused to sell his soul, so he started American Watchdog or something like that. Watchdog USA, something like that. American Watchdog.
Right.
He started his own gig. So he has a lot of connections to all these, a lot of people that I guess you say your average alternative media just would not be able to get. You know, people who have worked in government, worked. Under Ronald Reagan and stuff, and he gets really good guests And I've been watching him for a while, and what one guest said, everyone thought everything was going to collapse last year, and he had one guest on, and she was on the inside somehow. And she's like, no, this is going to be a slow burn. She says, She's like, Greg, I guarantee you, this is going to be a slow burn. It isn't going to be a knockout punch collapse. It's going to be a slow burn, and that's exactly what we're seeing. But things are picking up, like, you know, Ron's noticing it. I've noticed it for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Iggy's mom, she's definitely, she's, you know, providing us enough information. I didn't realize that so many amendments were gone, you know, that they were just knocking them out.
Well, they're not gone. I had this argument with two people today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Had this argument with her. All right. And who else? Some lady over at the district court. I'm like, all right. Why don't we, fix it then? Meaning, okay. Rewrite it. If this is the deal now, rewrite it. I don't. For them to rewrite it, that's a big rigmarole. That isn't just them making the call. They got to go through a lot. They got to jump through a lot of hoops to do that. And the sheriff flat out told me. He says they ain't ever going to do that. He says they won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. And I'm like, why not? I'm like, why not? Why can't they change it? The document is completely inaccurate. It's wrong. If this is these laws were passed, everyone's accepting them. The Fourth Amendment's not being observed. Okay, why can't we just fix it in the Constitution? And he's like, they won't do that. Meaning our legislators here in Pennsylvania, they won't touch that 10-foot pole.
I don't think any legislators would do it.
See, that
anywhere. You may get one or two that might, fight for it, but how many real fighters, are even left in Congress and, that are there for the people that are not puppets?
Well, all I know is it's a whole rigmarole to do it, and you would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to know what was going on, because that's how big of a deal it is to...
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're just not observing it. So all these laws are unconstitutional as long as the Constitution is not changed.
Well, my
that's
biggest question
opinion.
Is, my question is, if you caught a cop, just talking to him, if you ever get one to talk to you, in the right mind, okay? And, how do you feel about being a criminal for these people? I mean, how do you feel about doing this to your neighbors? How do you feel about doing that, man? Does it give you more sense of power? Does it pump your head up more to think you have more power? I mean, you feel what I'm saying? That just don't make sense. I just think, I don't know. I mean, because they're going to wake up.
Well, see, Ron, I actually talked to, I called on Sunday, our state trooper barracks here, and I talked to a state trooper. Now, see, and I understand his perspective because in his mind, I could tell he was an honorable guy. He was a good cop. I could tell by his voice, the way he was talking.
Right.
In his mind, he isn't going to do the bad thing. So we moved on in the conversation about the cop who's having the bad day, and he knew what I was talking about. And he said, "Yeah, you're going to find that everywhere, in any line of you're going to have bad apples." And he explained that. He also said that the officer does have the option. He can call for a warrant. He doesn't have to do it without a warrant.
Right.
Okay. But in his mind, being an honest, honorable cop, is doing it for all the right reasons. In his mind, it's not an issue because he's not like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a perspective from...
Let me throw one key element to you that you probably already have in you know about. But what I've been seeing about this whole deal for you guys there is the police brutality ought to go rampant now.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? It should be rampant. They'll be able to do whatever they want to do. you know, to an extent, of course.
Maybe in the cities.
When they can rip you out of your car, rip you out of your house, you know, combat beat your ass, and it's okay, something's wrong with that Fisher.
Yeah.
Man, it's so wrong. I don't care whichever way you write it, say it, print it, post it, whatever, it's still wrong.
Yes, it
is. Yeah, there are some bad people out here. No doubt it comes with the territory.
Oh, of course.
You know, we're, it's,
you know,
we're
it's good and evil and everything.
We are, you know, everybody says, well, we're not animals. Yes, we are. We're an animal in a way. You know, we're an intelligent animal.
I'm not an animal. I'm not an animal.
No, you're Antoinette. You're Antoinette.
I'm Antoinette.
Antoinette, that's what I said. I didn't say Aunt the net. Antoinette. Or Aunt with a net, that's kind of odd. Anyway.
It's Antoinette.
Antoinette.
I am not an animal.
I've had to take speech classes for you to say that.
Well, don't feel bad, Ron. My father,
you know,
couldn't say my name his whole, look, the whole time that that I was born while he was here on earth, my dad couldn't say my name. He called me Antoinette or Antoinette, whatever you said. My dad could never say my name.
Would you be offended if I called you Anthony?
Yes, I would.
I bet you would.
Yes, my goddaughter's son. So my godson, god-grandson, whatever, he's about 14 or 15 now. His name is Anthony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
God, the future's kept children. You know, like my son's girlfriend has little boys, you know. And, I looked at them like, man. You know, this is just, you know. And they're all just, you know, happy-go-lucky. They go down the creek to go fishing. They, you know, go do what they do. Life is, you know, beautiful to them. And they don't, you know.
Yeah.
My son says, you know, Dad, you lose your mind. You don't know what you're doing. You're flipping out, you know. And, he's learning. He's catching on. He's just a slow learner. But he's catching on. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a conversation with a cop one time. And he straight up told the cop, I ain't talking to you until I see an attorney.
Yeah,
see. And the cop kept badgering him. He kept saying,
but
the
attorney is not for his good. The attorney doesn't work for him. The attorney works for the state.
Right. Right.
That's a conflict of interest.
They
really shouldn't even be allowed to even, you know, go before the bar because that's a conflict of interest. They're
correct.
Not there
right.
for
yeah,
the
I
people.
Know. No, they're not at all. But it's, you know, They're taught in attorneys. Some most attorneys are taught in school how to be stupid.
Yeah.
You know, they don't let them know actually what their
is. Their bar,
they take a secret oath to it.
Yeah, and they take it to the queen.
I know a couple guys who graduated with honors from law school, and they didn't get their bar because they wouldn't take the oath. They passed the bar, passed it, but they wouldn't take the oath.
Yeah.
When you told him going to take guilt, and what they tell you, well, you cannot be a criminal like us and live the high life of stealing money legally. Is that what they told you? Something like that. Yeah,
well, a lot of them found out you had to take the oath to the queen. Remember, they don't take it to. They take it. You take an oath to the queen because that's what the bar is. Is you know, is to the queen. You know, you're making a pledge to the queen. So,
right.
Because what does the bar stand for? I don't remember.
Well, the bar
stands for. What's the acronym? The acronym for the bar.
Oh, I used to know this.
I did too, but I can't think right now.
I know the
what
B is for British.
British, yeah, I know it's British something. Okay.
British asshole regime. That's it. British Asshole Regime, that's one. British Asshole Regime, bar, B-A-R.
Ron is not right.
Of course not. I have to play this retarded way to keep my brain from going their way. I have to have distortional, you know what I mean, to distort my brain from concentrating on their brainwashing techniques, you know. So if you play retarded, they can't tell if you know right from wrong, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I learn how to speak legalese, I speak legalese better than speak Spanish. That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, my concern, you know, just like Billy, he was talking about his daughter, and I understand that I have a daughter, too. But, you know, I also have grandchildren, and, you know, and I look at my grandchildren, and it's just, oh, my goodness, you know, what kind of world is it going to be for them? You know, what kind of world is it going to be for them?
That's not my question. Is there going to be a world for them? That's my question.
You know, I mean, I look at, you know, just the difference in how things was when I was coming up and then when I was raising my children. And, you know, just how things had changed so much. And, you know, and that's why now when I look at, you know, my grandchildren, it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, my grandbabies, you know, what kind of world is it going to be?
I'm guessing worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, worse than what it was when I was coming up.
Well, I think they're trying to hurt us like cattle. That's what they're trying to do.
I think they're playing cat and mouse. You know how the cat toys
right.
with the mouse before it kills it and
right,
got to torture
right.
it and everything. Excuse me, I said because, you know, they're messing with, you know, they're messing with our minds. They're messing with everything. You know, like, you know, we're going to beat you down so bad. And, you know, when it comes to the next generation, then they'll just automatically just think that this is the way how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the way it is. It's the way it was. And yeah, that's they kind of slowly buffered in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you do it.
And, you know, so for, you know, my grandchildren, you know, that, you know, just think that this is the way how life is. You know, this, you know, must have always been this way. You know, I always say that I could hear. Yeah, but I always have to hear one of my grandchildren asking me, you know, when they get older, you know, Grandma, what was freedom like? You know, what was freedom like? And, you know, and I said, because the only thing they'll know is the illusion of it, you know, but when we go to talk about what we perceived as freedom, which we find out now was not really freedom, but just our perception of it and what they'll have is their perception will, you know, really be different. And, Lord, if I'm still around to see my great-grandchildren, which I hope I will be, but fortunately my grandchildren are too young for me to have to worry about that right now, you know, what will their perception be?
Right. Yep. Matter of fact, speaking of, there was a song that came out in the late 80s, I believe. I'll have to look it up, but I'm going to upload it tomorrow. And it's an 80s rock song, you know. There was Phil Collin. He did the song. And it really kind of outlined this. You know, coming in a different way, but
I like some of Phil Collins' work. I don't remember exactly what he did, but I know I've heard of him.
Genesis, right? He used to be with Genesis. He was a drummer at Genesis. Then they found out he could sing, and he took over after that.
Yeah.
So I can't remember the name of the song. I know some of the lyrics, and I'll have to look for it. But I'll find it. You know. But one goes, Superman, where are you now? Something must have gone wrong somehow. You know,
okay, then that must be the one that I know, because that sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, this is the world we live in, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty cool song, but yeah, these songs, you know, these musicians, I've been doing this all my life, you know, so, you know, a lot of these songs you got, it's like, you know, American Pie, that song, you know, about America.
Yeah.
America, that's another song like that. And people, oh, I just love that song. It's so cool. They don't know the meaning of it. You know, songs
just like,
stories.
Yes. Well, just like, Billy, have you looked at the page and you see the Ron Rec emblem? I'm not on the Ron Rex show.
I'm not on the page now.
No, but you know, when you look, you know, when you come into the show, you see the emblem for the Ron Rex show.
The picture of the show.
Oh yeah.
That came from Marvin Gaye's album.
Okay.
And we went through it one day on the show, Ron and I did. But when you look at it, and I forget what the name of that album even was, but when you look at it, it shows you everything that's going on today.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 9/11, you see the towers burning. You see the two men, the split divide, you know.
And you see the earth divide. You have to look at it and blow
it
up.
You know something? My daughter was talking about that, you know, like the universe and stuff. And, you know, I really wasn't, in, you know, into it. I'm more into, like, the science part of it. And, you know, after I realized over the weekend and today that, and I'm sorry, you guys may think I'm foolish for thinking this, that I could not fix this, that I could not fix what has happened here in Pennsylvania. When I realized that, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, I was exhausted. I'm done. That song came on the radio. That song came on the radio. Bye, Miss Birkin. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, are you kidding me? Really?
And, you know, and I uploaded that what the day before, I believe. Wasn't it, Ron, when I uploaded that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because I used to always love that song. And I never knew why. It was just one of them songs I just remembered, you know, that they would play on the school bus. And it was that one, and I just always loved that song.
Yeah, but I thought that that was crazy. Because when I realized, okay, there's nothing you can do, Billy. There's nothing you can do. You have to adapt to your situation, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You're done. You got to let it go.
That's what they want, though. They want you to adapt, Bill.
I understand that, dude. But you know, I'm not a one man army. I don't have a navy. I don't have.
I mean,
I'm not in Congress. I'm not the president of the United States. I'm not a Supreme Court justice. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, this show right here. That's what this is about. That's the whole thing. When I got into doing this radio show, actually, me and Antoinette got together on another show, and we were talking about it, you know, and she didn't want to be a co-host no other shows ever again, but she's hasn't been one, and she got a bad deal on it. But me and her got
talking. I didn't really get a bad deal. I just was tired,
well,
too.
And tired.
Yeah,
yes,
I
bad
was
deal.
Tired.
Oh, bad deal. Right. Okay, but, you know, then we got to talking, and then the other show, you know, it was Perry Steele's show, and Perry asked me to be his fill-in co-host for him, you know. So I did it a couple times. Actually, you know, Perry got me, you know, sucked in, and I became a host. You know, me and Antoinette together ran his show for over a month by ourselves.
Right.
His mother had passed away. And then after that, we realized we had a good chemistry together, and I kind of hem-hawed around him because my schedule was so tight, man, I couldn't think about doing it. And then finally, I got where I could reschedule myself to do it. And then finally, I can't remember, when did we first broadcast? Do you remember, Antoinette, first time around?
Mm.
It's been a while back.
Oh, Lord. April, May? I don't know.
Yeah, but our ratings were real high. Our ratings are really good. Then, of course, I got sick and I left you to take care of it.
Yeah, he left me high and dry, all by myself.
Yep.
Had to beg people to come and help me. Billy, I'm getting ready to tell you.
Higher ratings than me. Put me to shame, of course.
Billy, the name of the Marvin Gaye album, if you buy your computer so you can Google this, because you can really find a lot. And each time you go back and look at it, you'll find more on it. Is Marvin Gaye In Our Lifetime?
It's just an interesting picture to look at. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's an interesting
picture. But it's In Our Lifetime.
Right.
Yeah, because Ron used to have a mule, M-U-L-E, as his cover. And when I seen this, I said, can you please change this? Put this.
Yeah. So,
but it shows you the roads and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
you probably
you'll
got that
surprised.
From a dream, too, right? Who knows?
Yeah.
But you, when you look at it and you really, you know, every time you look at it, you'll find more and more. I mean, because when we did the show on it, people were pointing things out to us. You know, we were looking like, oh, I didn't see that. You know,
you're right.
You know, it was always more that you can find. I'm sure if I go back and look at it again, there'll be more that, you know, we'll find. It's just always
it's
just more and more keys, you know, that just keeps coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So really, please, write that down and look at that. And remember, Marvin Gaye died in the early 80s, mid-80s.
No, I'm looking at it now. I'm actually looking at it right now.
Yeah, make it full size so you can really see. I mean, it's just amazing. But he died in the mid-80s, I believe.
Yeah, he wasn't that old.
No, he wasn't.
Marvin Gaye wasn't old, was he?
I don't know, maybe about 30s, maybe 40s. I really don't know. No, he wasn't. Maybe about 40s. Because he was around in the 60s singing.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in the 80s. So I imagine in the 60s he must have been in his 20s.
There's
so maybe
there
in his
40s.
Pardon me?
There's a power of the internet.
Yes, it is.
Let's take a look.
Yeah. But, Billy, do you see that? Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting.
Yeah, you see the bridge to nowhere?
Yep.
He was shot by his father, April
1st,
1984.
'84. Yeah.
'84, right.
Because I know it was in the 80s. That's why I was like, it wasn't 94. Right. I used to love me some Marvin Gaye. And then I bought his last album. And it was his concert. And I was so disappointed because he was drunk or something. He was under the influence. And he just messed it up. And he had to mess up my favorite song, Distant Lover. And it's like, oh, man, how could you? Oh, I was so mad.
What you listening to, Ron?
That's what I was getting ready to ask.
I'm not listening to nothing. I got all the phone lines open.
Oh, well, somebody got something on?
Not me.
No, it's not me either.
Let's see. Did I cut Billy off?
No, I'm still here.
He's there, okay. Okay, it was a Skype call or a block call.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Did
somebody call on it from Skype?
Yeah. If you have
Skype,
then you can call in.
I think, I called in. I'm using Skype, but I pay the $2.99 a month so I can call regular phones with it.
Oh, okay.
I can
and you know what? Tonight I couldn't find out where I put my cell phone at, so I just called in directly using my house phone.
Hmm.
Because for the life of me, I don't remember what I did with it. And, of course, that would be right before the show, right? And I remember I was talking to my son, and that's it.
Yeah, I did
see
a
what
show
happens
for a
when
while.
You have grown children. Pardon me?
I did a show for a little while. You remember that, do you, Ryan? I don't know if you remember that or not.
I
did a show just for a couple months. Just for a couple months I did a show.
What was the name of your show?
Common Sense Radio, and then I started getting a little bit frustrated with it, so then I called it Hooplehead Radio. And, you know, I did shows on Agenda 21, the NDAA, and, you know, all that stuff. We got the document. We read the damn thing and all that stuff. And we had Penn State do a test for us because at the time people were all freaking out about Fukushima and it coming over here and it being in the snow. So I'm near Penn State, and they have a nuclear program, and I asked them if they could help our show out and go grab some snow and use your really crazy expensive equipment and tell me how radioactive it is. And it was normal radiation that you would find.
Good.
You know, so I've been saying that all the stuff, it would take like days to get to put a show together because it has to be facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. And people didn't want to hear the facts. They wanted to hear the bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's crazy.
Now you see the reason why I have a number for that.
So I was done with it. I'm done with it. I feel like I'm dealing with people who have autism. Forget about it.
Well,
no, that's the reason why. Billy, yesterday's show was what matters to you? Where is your focus?
Yeah, I missed that one. I missed yesterday's show.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. Look, I'm happy that you're here today. But it was, you know, just to see, you know, where people's head is. You know, what is your focus? What, you know, what is it? You know, what matters to you? Or, you know, are you tied up into, you know, television, sports, you know, entertainment, you know, soap operas, you know, whatever. You know, because I'm not, you know, I mean, what is your focus?
You want to know something, Antoinette? I'm 50 years old, and I still not committed to anything yet. I will go down a rabbit hole, and I will hang out down there for a period of time, but then I come back up, and then I'm like in this zero perspective, and then if I see something that might interest me, I'll go down that rabbit hole. But I've never committed. I've never committed to any one thing. You know,
Well, you committed to being a father.
Oh, yeah, well, that, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm saying I could never find a hero. I could never find any one particular thing that I could just throw my whole heart into, you know. I've done experiments, actual experiments and stuff. I did that for a year, doing these experiments with results and all that crap and talking to people. And then I was like, okay, I'm done doing that. I'm going to find something else to do. So then I moved on and found something else, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, a drama-free life. That's my focus, drama-free life.
Yeah, but all right, now, that I understand. But, you know,
what
see,
matters?
With you, Billy, I see where your focus is. Now, just like when you found out about the Fourth Amendment in, you know, in Pennsylvania, you were working to do something about it.
Oh, yeah. That was 100% of my energy for 3 days.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You know, you see what I'm saying? What is your focus? You know, so, and, you know, and when you said that, not for me, but for my daughter. You know, that made a lot of sense. You know, as I said, I'm a mother and a grandmother. So, you know, I'm looking at my children that are grown, but I have grandchildren.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember exactly what I said, because when I'm focused, I don't forget anything. I want to, you know, at the very least, make sure that when my daughter's my age and she's sitting around with her friends, and they're all talking about their parents and how they were asleep and they let this happen.
Yeah.
She'll be able to say, no, my dad was not asleep. He actually tried to see if he could do something about it.
Yes. And
you know?
And I understand, you know, really, I understand how you feel. You know, no, I don't. Well, I do because I'm a parent also. But I think back to one of my uncles which I'm sure, well, maybe him and the other one. But one of my uncles was born at home, and he was born before 1933, you know, before the birth certificate. So, you know, and I asked him, do you have a birth certificate now? And he said, oh, yeah, I got a birth certificate and a Social Security card. And I was like, oh, really? And I was like, you know, but I knew that, you know, politics and things like that is not my uncle's forte, so I just left it alone.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I was like, wow, you know, look, he was born without it, you know, because back then so many people were born at home and everything was just recorded in the Bible.
Okay.
In script.
You know, marriage, deaths, and everything else, births and stuff, all that was recorded in the Bible. And,
well,
you know, and that's
money.
Why I said...
They make money with it. So they figured out this way to make money.
Well, you know, but, all right, with all of these laws, I mean, and I understand people that want to get out of the system and move over to the sovereignty and all of that, and the laws don't apply to you. But my whole thing is, all right, look, I'm not a gun owner. I have no desire to be. Never was one. But if I own guns, I would never have enough guns to outnumber the guns of the government.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. If
you know,
see,
so, I mean, if they go to pull me over and you go to argue with them or whatever else, you know, oh, you can't touch me because I'm sovereign, you know, what does that mean? You know, with the UN Agenda 21, do you think they're going to care if you're sovereign enough? And not... are not, you know, when it comes to placing people in FEMA camps, you know, hollering, I'm sovereign, you can't do this to me, do you think they care?
Exactly. Well,
you're absolutely right. You know,
I mean,
I'm not trying to
discourage anyone, you know, if that's what they desire to do. But, you know, to me is, you know, okay, yeah, it sounds great, but, you know, is this too late in time to do this? You know, maybe if I did it, you know, in my 20s or my 30s, you know, or my parents never, you know, never did this, you know, never had a birth certificate for me. Or,
well,
you
know something?
And I knew about all of this stuff when I was young, and they knew about it.
Well, you want to know something, Antoinette? I don't expect my house ever to be my door kicked in because I'm a law-abiding citizen. So
yeah.
I don't expect that ever to happen at all.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
But I understand. You're right. I actually made that point where, you know, if I piss off a neighbor, you know, and he wants to take advantage of that, you know. But in the calls that I did make, I think this one was with Sheriff Mack. He said, well, because it's not just here. It's not just cars. It's also mobile homes. And that's what I live in. I live in a mobile home. So they don't need a warrant. So I was like, well, wait a minute. That sounds like discrimination. He says, you're absolutely right. It is. He says, but you can't do nothing about it. You can't use that until it happens to you or somebody you know. Then you can say, well, wait a minute. I'm not equal under the law. I'm not a landowner, so I'm not equal under the law. That's discrimination. So... if it ever does happen, then that's the route I'm going to go, is, you know, the whole thing.
But then,
well,
see, you have to remember, the 14th Amendment made everyone slaves.
Yep.
So you couldn't own, you know, even for the people that think that they own something, you don't own anything.
Well, I actually have title for my mobile home, which I thought was ironic.
But that doesn't matter.
But I thought it was ironic because, well, wait a minute, the bank owns most people's houses. They have a mortgage. You know, I paid cash for this, man. You know, I have the title for this. No bank owns this. I don't have a mortgage.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
it.
Does it say on there?
The state owns it.
Yeah.
The state
owns
it.
So you're a slave. You cannot own anything. You pay for it with Federal Reserve notes.
Here's how that works. You should know this. But anytime you register something to somebody, it's there.
Yeah.
It's registered through the state of whichever state you live in. And so that means there's like a car, shit like that. Yeah.
The only thing you're doing is taking care of it for them.
Right.
Oh, it's terrible.
Right.
I almost got my car paid off, too. Man, I made that a priority to to pay my car off to get rid of that payment.
Well, sure, yeah. Get away from the financial sector. That's the first thing. Don't be in debt.
Right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Being in debt, they got control of you. They don't, you know, it's money makes people do crazy things. You know, and that's the sad part about it. It makes you real crazy shit. What I did is I put a patent on my property, okay, as a product, you know, because it was developed by me, my invention, and I got it, you know what I mean? So I'm cool with that. That don't mean shit either. In all reality, they're going to be able to do what they want. Whether it's right or wrong, they're going to do it. And we have to face facts.
Well, remember, under the Affordable Care Act, you didn't build your businesses. You didn't do anything.
Right, right.
You know, isn't that one of the lines that they use, you know?
Right.
You did not do this.
Chip is implanted as part of the implantation. Now it's supposed to already be done to everybody. And who's not to say it hasn't?
Yeah.
See, it's okay for them to break the law, but it ain't okay for you. See, that's what people don't seem to understand. This is a criminal cartel. You know? It is a regime.
Yeah.
But it's been here way before. It's the other government you don't know about. You know, the controllers.
Yeah.
You know, they have control of the handles. What you see on the outside is the illusion. You know what I mean? This is what you think is going on, but the problem is the illusion is failing. That's what we're seeing, like with the Bundy Ranch, for example. I'm just going to bring an example. You know, I know the call earlier, Beasley was bashing the guy, an old cracker, son of a bitch. That's not the point. That is not the point.
No.
You
and that's my whole thing.
This American Spring bullshit going up to go to D.C. What good is that going to do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know? And both of them aren't going to work either. That's the other thing. What you have to do is, you know, what can I say?
I don't know.
Stop spending money. Stop spending money. Choke the money game.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't vote.
If everybody
in the country,
if one day everybody
in the country
just stayed home and did absolutely nothing. Right. If everybody did, just stayed home one day and did absolutely nothing and spend no money, these son of a bitches would lose it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be the pin to pull the grenade on it.
Oh, absolutely.
The economics would go completely out of whack. Sorry, we're on the edge right now. We're teetering on this of a bitch. And I don't see nobody jumping out of that board to pull us back up out of it.
Well, look at all
the
bankers that have committed suicide and, you know, suicide in quotations, okay?
Right.
You know, what was the one that put a nail gun in the back of his head 10 times or something like that? Shot us up in the head 10 times. You know, just ridiculous things. The woman over in England who jumped out of the window after, they heard her arguing with, you know, one of her superiors. You know, so they know that, you know, their wall is coming down. They're coming down. And it's not just in the United States. It's a global thing where it's falling.
Right. Well, I got one for you. I had a case that I worked on for somebody one time. It was obstruction of justice. Okay? This guy was in this other guy's house, all right? This guy and his girlfriend were in another guy's house. Okay, well, this guy was trying to run from the cops. He's at a bar or something like that, had a problem at the bar. So the guy ran. He stepped through a window and got in the house and he hid in the closet. The other people that were in the house didn't know he was there, okay? The cops arrested them instead of obstruction of justice. They took it because the fact is the man was in the house, okay? Even though they didn't know it. But they were arrested for that, okay? Now, here's the winning key to that was the fact is words are not considered obstruction of justice. Words are considered meaningless, okay? That is not obstruction of justice. If you alter a document in the courts or something like that, that's obstruction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because that's a legal document.
Are you stop a police officer from pursuing a criminal? That's obstruction of justice. The words have no meaning to that.
Right.
But that's how they do it. They will arrest you. You can get arrested for anything. I don't care what. Look at a cop the wrong fucking way, and you can be arrested for it. You know?
Yeah.
One way or another, they're going to suck money. One way or another. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't promote people to go break the law. I don't promote violence. You know, violence don't ever work. It just don't work. You know, it's a simple, stupid move on anybody's part to consider that. You know, there's much easier ways. But everybody says, Ron, you're crazy. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. If that son of a bitch says this to me, I'm going to kick their ass, you know. Well, that may be okay. It's your opinion, but it ain't the smart way of doing it, you know. And I've been in fights before. You know, I'm a grown adult. I've been in fights. But, you know, it never solved nothing. It cost money. It still wind up costing money. You know, that's the bad part about it. It always will cost you to be stupid. And people don't get it. A lot of people don't get to understand that. By being stupid, it costs you money. And you wonder, why am I so broke?
How about it?
The stupid shit I do. The stupid shit I do. That's why I'm broke.
Yes. This has really been a great conversation. I hate to see it end, but in 14 minutes, Blog Talk is going to kick us.
Yep, we're going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
They don't like us much, do they? they would like me to get more money so we can stay on the air longer.
Yeah.
Have you guys followed the precious metals market at all?
No, I don't. I don't. Look, just watching the stock market.
I do.
No.
I watch it. Yeah, I watch it quite a bit.
Yeah, cause I was gonna bring it up on the show. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Right now, silver is really low, mm-hmm. which is a good you know, instead of it being, you know, 30,
that's
40
a good investment.
Or $50 an ounce, you can get it, you know, delivered to your house for around, you know, $21-$22 an ounce. You know?
Yeah, see, and that's good.
Really? That ain't bad. Well, you know, let me tell you a story, Billy. About one day, I was watching the gold market, you know. I was watching it one morning, and all of a sudden, I'm on the phone with my broker, all right? And I said, what in the hell is going on with the gold market? Why is gold dropping like this? Because gold was dropping quick. I mean, fast. Okay? So next thing I know, boom, on the TV, the bombing. The Boston bombing. You know, Boston Marathon bombing. Completely took my attention off what I was looking at. I said, ain't that ironic, you know?
Yeah.
So, wow.
I don't know why that would cause gold to drop, though.
No, the gold was dropping before the bombing.
Oh, okay.
That's because they knew what was coming.
Right, but I think, I was told by some experts in the field that the bombing part was taking people's minds off of it, because during the Depression they did the same thing when they pulled the pin on it. A big event like that will distract you, okay?
Well,
and
you
the
know,
gold
fine.
Market's dropping, or any the commodity market starts to drop like that, that means the rich people can swipe in it real quick and buy everything up. You know what I mean? And bring it back up.
Ron, that's a good topic
profit.
For tomorrow.
I don't know if I want to do that tomorrow, but, you know, I don't know. You have to remind me. You know, I'm so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying we're almost out of time. I don't want
BGR
to cut us off. So that's why I said, but that is really, you know, the, you know, 9/11 of our day to, you know, what had happened before.
Right. Right. Well, I do a lot of research.
The comparison.
Give me a couple of days. I can't think as fast as you. You're a lot smarter than I am. You got to remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to play
What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And, you know, when I play this, let's think about what's going on with Bundy and, you know, the other people that's having their land taken away and the laws and, you know, just... You know, what's going on? What's really going on? Let's just think about that. And,
we can join together
tomorrow. Pardon me?
Right. Like what matters. What, son of a, you never guess what I did. You'll never believe me. You'll never guess what I just did.
So I'm going
to
do two. I'm going
to
play.
To me. I need to say this before you do that. This matters to me a lot. I have to say this, Anthony. Look, since you're talking about what matters, you know, you're talking about sports and, you know, TV and stuff like that.
That was yesterday, but yes.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll bring it back up here for just a second.
Okay.
I did not set my TiVo to record the
commercials
for me today, so I can't see my story.
Hey, what's up, man?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and tears here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Ron, Rick, and Billy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I figured
I was relaxing to that. Maybe you converted one government employee with that song.
Billy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Save your soul, my friend. Save your soul.
If you got one. If you ain't sold it.
Yeah. But we want to thank everybody for coming. We truly enjoyed y'all. And
absolutely.
everyone, you know, brings such valuable information to the table. And, you know, and that's what we want. We want to be able to share information and, you know, try to work to, you know, help each other, you know, because we're all in this together. You know, so we can just come to the table and just talk. You know, let's talk about what's going on. You know, let's see, you know, if there's a way, just, you know, if we can just educate each other. You know, share ideals, you know, just tell each other, you know, what's going on. What's going on? So that we'll know.
Like therapy.
We ain't surprised. Right.
Yeah.
We won't be surprised when it does come.
Right.
That's what the whole idea of this is. This educational show, it's all fiction. Nothing is real. So just make sure they know when they listen to this show, they say, well, fiction. Well, you know, I say that for a reason. If I was, you know, I was always trying to protect me and Antoinette. That's what I'm trying to do. When you say fiction, it's not real. So you all get it. You get the gist of that.
Well,
so, I mean,
with everything, you know, what I advise people, one is make Google your best friend. Do not take anything that you hear on this show or any other show or from just people in general, anyone, as a fact. You know, through life, at this age, whatever age you are, you should know by now that we've been lied to. And now you have to do your own due diligence and search, research, and learn it for yourself. You know, someone can tell you, okay, you told me, now let me go and look it up. Let me research it. You know, do that for yourself, you know, so that all of the disinformation and everything that we've been taught, you know, coming up as children through this failed educational system that they, you know, they designed to dumb us down, that we educate ourselves, that we use the Internet as a learning resource while we still have the opportunity, while it's still here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I'm going to get us out of here, kids.
Okay, you want to play John Lennon? You want to play John Lennon?
No, I was going to play something different.
You're going to play something hard.
Oh, no, I want to play Self-Destruction.
Oh, well, that's nice to go to bed on, isn't it?
Absolutely. I like to keep my audience riveted. But anyway, for me and Antoinette here on Blog Talk Radio on the Ron Rex Show, I really dig you all, and I wish everybody peace. Have a good day, and hopefully tomorrow will be better. Well, it's already tomorrow some places, and not yet.
Yeah,
others,
already tomorrow
anyway,
here.
Yes, tomorrow there, absolutely. But I'm getting ready for tomorrow here in the next 5 minutes. So I will see you then. Behave yourself, be careful, be safe, and love one another. This is Ron Rex and Antoinette, and we're out of here.
Okay, good night,
we
folks.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is it really ain't the rap audience's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives. Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, the rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time. Took a brother's life with a knife, that's advice. Cried, cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that's self-destruction. Yeah, it's self-destruction.
phone, bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I can't understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school them to the moon.
Just straight from the mouth.
Oh, why?
And daddy-o,
do a crime,
end up in jail,
and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're with soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-Rapper, you will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, yeah, it's a self-destruction. Self-destruction.
D-Nice, break it down like this.
Children growing, women seducing, men don't work in some defense.
Self-destruction.
Silence. Swing. Things been stable.